My guest at this time is Pete Sepp. He's the president of the National Taxpayers Union. We've called on him many times in the past to discuss different debates over tax policy, and we want to get his insights on what he hopes to see the new Congress pursue in terms of either comprehensive tax reform or specific changes in tax law once it convenes in January. And Pete, thanks very much for being with us.
Always a pleasure.
Well, one of the things we heard even before we got through with this lame duck session is that the president's actions over immigration and other contentious measures essentially scuttled what seemed to be the beginnings of a push towards a comprehensive tax reform. Separate fact from fiction for us, if you can. How close were we actually to getting something like that until recently?
I think we were very close, probably about three quarters of the way there. I would say that the latest partisan rancor probably sets things back a little, but there is still a fair amount of hope. I think that's because most lawmakers, both Democratic and Republican, recognize that this tax system, especially on the corporate side, is becoming so complex that it's going to collapse under its own weight. Congress has to do something about the tax system because it is becoming too hard to comply with, especially by businesses. So tax reform, whether it's on a massive scale, completely scrapping the code, or doing something like a comprehensive overhaul, is on the table no matter what. The devil will be in the details, though, especially as the president, unfortunately, cranks up his rhetoric about big oil, for example, and wanting to take away what he perceives to be tax breaks or subsidies that really aren't there.
Pete, as you well know, and as you just said, the devil's in the details here. Nobody really likes the current system. On the one hand, you've got the Democrats who will be saying it's time for the rich to pay their fair share, and that certainly includes corporations. On the conservative side, they're going to be looking for very different priorities. They're going to be looking to some extent for lower rates across the board, possibly getting rid of some of the loopholes. But once we get to we need to change the system, there's still going to be quite a bit of friction here, correct?
There will be quite a bit of friction, but I think we're starting to see movement on both sides here toward the reality that we're going to have to simplify the system. That means broadening the base. It means getting rid of some of the very narrow carve-outs, many of which, not all, but many of which were in the so-called extenders package that the House recently passed. We're also seeing a gradual recognition that the U.S.'s top income tax rate for businesses is simply uncompetitive compared to the rest of the world. The average among so-called OECD countries, our closest competitors, is about 25%. Here in the United States, the combined state and federal rate is about 39%. That is highly unattractive for businesses to either stay here or relocate here. I think that the so-called rate coalition, which is a coalition of businesses as well as Democratic and Republican lawmakers, are saying, look, we need to act in the better interests of the country. That means not only getting rid of a lot of narrow loopholes, but also reducing the rate. I think we can build on that kind of momentum.
Pete, who are the key players in this, and who do you trust most in this?
The absolute key player now is incoming House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Paul Ryan. He has said that he wants to review the way that tax reform is scored by the Joint Committee on Taxation. That's very important because the predicted revenue effects by the Joint Committee become sort of a Bible, a guide for lawmakers. And if he can convince his fellow members of Congress that we need to take into account the dynamic economic effects of tax reform and those revenue scores, I think we'll have a lot easier task in simplifying as well as lowering the rate. He's a key player. And of course, incoming Senate Finance Committee Chairman Orrin Hatch will be key on his side, along with Ron Wyden, the minority member of that committee who will lead the Democrats. I think many of his ideas make sense, and he's willing to listen. So we could see our bipartisanship on the Senate side this go around.
Pete, one thing you and I both know, we've been around Washington a while, is that once 2015 rolls around, it's not going to be long before we start getting people talking about running for president. And once that really gets going, that's where the political oxygen is going to be. So how much of a window is there to get this done next year?
I would say no more than 6 to 8 months. If we don't see packages reported out of the Senate and House tax writing committees by the spring, we're going to be in trouble. I think it can be done. A lot of that groundwork has been laid by outgoing Ways and Means Chair Dave Camp. He drafted a pretty comprehensive plan. It's got its flaws. Those flaws can be fixed. But most importantly, a lot of that has been already written as legislation. So at least members of Congress have something to start with.
Pete, we talked a lot about the corporate tax and just how complicated it is for businesses in general. Real quick, what other ideas do you have that you believe should be part of any sort of major package on this, whether it's about individuals, complexity in the code across the board? What else needs to be in here if it's going to be a good bill?
If we're not going to completely scrap the code in favor of a flat tax or a national consumption tax, then we need to have mechanisms built in to the tax system that will encourage simplification on a regular basis. We should have a 4-year automatic simplification process where the private and public sector get together, exchange ideas, and pass into law ways to keep streamlining the tax code. That way, the complexity won't build up over time. We also need to look at the way we treat investment. It is still problematic. We need to get rid of entire categories of taxes like the death tax. So there's still plenty of work to do here.
And we'll certainly be checking in with you as this process heats up once we're in the new Congress. Pete, thanks for being with us as always. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas. Take care.
Pete Sapp is the president of the National Taxpayers Union. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.